Liberty! Liberty! Come on!
As president, Gerald Ford was commander-in-chief of all America's military forces.
Come here, girl.
Now, even Liberty doesn't always snap to.
Come here, Lib. Lib, come here.
Come on. There. Nice girl.
But at 70, in retirement, spending his summers in the mountains of Colorado, Mr. Ford is a happy man.
And, well, I'm busy. It's not quite the retirement that Betty and I envisioned when we left the White House. We thought, well, sort of the retirement that you would anticipate. It hadn't worked that way, but we like it better.
The Fords do not spend all of their time relaxing in Vail or at their other resort home in California. They travel and lecture. He appears at charity functions. She works on behalf of alcohol and drug abuse programs.
There's a couple of letters.
Gerald Ford sits on the boards of several major corporations, which pay him well for his advice. He is a rich man, can afford to live in a new mountain home that costs an estimated $2 million.
Cheers, cheers.
This good life comes after a long career in Congress and a sudden catapult into the White House thanks to the departure of a disgraced president.
There's the president waving goodbye, and you hear the applause.
Protect and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God. I believe that truth is the glue that holds government together. My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over. Our Constitution works.
President, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Mr. President. Fabulous show, man.
Thank you.
Vail today is a place of peace, a place to play, a place to enjoy celebrity, a place far from the tumult of the presidency.
That hard, don't do you? That didn't break, but that wasn't a good putt, Larry.
Let's go.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, my God, there's been a shot. There's been a shot. My God, somebody fired a shot.
We'll celebrate our 35th wedding anniversary October 15th of this year. We have four great children. They're all doing their own thing. And all doing well in their respective areas. Betty is in the best of health. She's had, as you know, her mastectomy. She had a problem with alcoholism. But in both cases, she's overcome the challenge.
The former president remains deeply interested in politics. He believes Ronald Reagan will run again and win again. He wants to campaign for Republican candidates, but as for himself, Gerald Ford is finished running for office, or almost finished.
I'm positive that I am never going to run for any political office. I made that decision when I decided not to be a candidate in 1980, and certainly another 4 years makes my decision even firmer.
What if the Republican Party found that it had a real problem if Mr. Reagan decided not to run and Mr. Bush and Mr. Baker got into a deadlock situation and there was a draft for Gerald Ford?
Well, that's so wild as speculation that I couldn't answer that. I can assure you that Betty and I expect to be at the convention in Dallas, but we under no circumstances can see that scenario developing.
One of Gerald Ford's primary activities nowadays is a leadership role in the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative foundation. It's an activity that keeps him in touch with world leaders, past and present.
May I just introduce President Giscard d'Estaing, a former Prime Minister James Callaghan of Great Britain, and former Chancellor Helmut Schmidt of West Germany, and former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser of Australia.
Mr. Ford still has some strong views on important issues. He thinks the Reagan administration should not continue $200 billion a year budget deficits. He believes there should be some of what he calls screw tightening in the Defense Department and a slowdown in defense spending, spreading $1.6 trillion over 6 years instead of five.
So I'm basically supportive of President Reagan's defense program, but I think they've tried to jam too darn much in a five-year period.
Have you told him that?
You're darn right I've told him. I've told Cap Weinberger that. I've told Jim Baker. I've told the president. I haven't made much headway, but I happen to believe it, and I think in this area, they're wrong. And I think I know a little bit about the Defense Department.
I used to go to the college campuses in the late 60s, early 70s, when I was in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a very pleasant experience for somebody with my ideological views.
Yeah.
But you go to...
As Vice President, Gerald Ford was loyal to Richard Nixon on Watergate almost to the very end.
Whenever I asked President Nixon, did he have knowledge of or was he involved in Watergate, I was assured by him personally he was not.
And you never thought he could lie to you?
Well, I never had any previous experience where he did. And when he personally told me, I had to believe him.
Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, do grant a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
The pardon. When Alexander Haig, White House Chief of Staff, approached Vice President Ford to say that Richard Nixon might have to leave office, Haig presented several scenarios, including one in which Mr. Nixon would resign and later President Ford would pardon him.
Did it occur to you at that time that that might have been a tacit offer for a deal?
Never entered my mind. I looked at Al Haig's presentation of the five or six options, just as he outlined them, without him identifying any one, something that I might be involved in. Those were options Nixon could take. They never involved...
Mr. Ford talked over Haig's options with aides, who warned the vice president had made a mistake.
Said I should have been more forthright right then and there in picking out that one option and saying that is nothing I'm going to consider. So immediately the day after Haig came to see me, I called Al and said, Al, under no circumstances should you consider or should President Nixon consider any one of those options, one that I'm involved in. So we set the record straight, even though it may not have been as clear as it should have been when Al Haig was talking to me.
I want to thank my predecessor for all he has done to heal our land.
Gerald Ford acknowledges that the pardon of Richard Nixon was a factor in his loss to Jimmy Carter in 1976. ...1976 was the final year of his presidency. It also was the year that the nation reached its 200th birthday. Gerald Ford seemed just the right president to lead the celebration.
What do you think were your greatest accomplishments?
No doubt in my mind, politically, that I was able to heal the country after Watergate, after the terrible trauma of Vietnam. The country was really in a very unhealthy frame of mind when I became president. And the fact that we were able to heal those wounds and get us back on the right track, in my mind, was whatever the best thing I ever did in my political life.
At 70, Gerald Ford has few regrets and looks back with pride.
I always established goals. I didn't always get them. The odds turned out pretty good. And I wouldn't change anything that I really did in any major way. I would say our marriage is the best it's ever been. The kids are happy. So I don't see anything but good days ahead, and I expect to live a long time.